listening to the Higher Ideas Podcast, where ideas grow. Connect on Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, or higherideas.net. Now here's your host, I.
Hello, fellow human, and welcome back to the Higher Ideas Podcast. Today's episode will be the first in a series of three that I'm preparing, each to be entitled Mind Over Blank. Mind over something. Now, of course, these episodes will be exploring the human mind, amazing abilities and potential of the human mind. Potential that largely goes untapped in most of our lives, but only because we don't do the most basic first step of being aware of it, of analyzing it, of exploring it, and bringing it up to conscious thought. So that's what these episodes are aiming to do. These episodes are going to build on top of each other, so we're going to begin at the smallest, most basic level, which is an absolutely intangible event known as mind over ego. Mind over ego. This moment that happens all the time in all our lives and isn't even a physical moment. It's entirely a moment within your own mind. So it's really easy to ignore or forget about or not even realize it's happening. But I am pointing it out today. Mind over ego happens all the time, and it's always amazing. Now, we've been talking about ego quite a bit around Higher Ideas Podcast. If you've been listening for a while, you know that we've been analyzing and dissecting and learning to spot ego at work within ourselves so that we can make a conscious choice to step over it. If you'd like to catch up on all that discussion, it starts at episode 29 of the podcast and sort of continues in every episode afterwards as either a little introductory segment or woven into the discussion of the day. But yes, a quick recap. Ego basically is a mechanism within your mind that advises you in every single moment of life is always looking out for you. How can we defend me? How can we make me come out on top? How can we please me? How can we empower me? How can we weaken our enemies? Who is our enemy? Where is our enemy? How do we cut them down? You know, it's always looking out for me on top. Everyone else, fuck them, right? That is the real, honest motivation of ego. But it's important to realize that this isn't really you. This is a mechanism that's there to offer you an option, to offer you an idea. But too often in life, people just take that and run with it. And they do that so often that they forget it's a mechanism. It's not them. It's just a system that's there to provide one kind of idea, one kind of feedback. And a person who lives life always taking that advice, always falling for those ideas, will feel like they're working really hard to better themselves and to create a great life for themselves. But really, in the end, they'll find themselves poorer. They'll find themselves weaker, surrounded by enemies that they've created by their behavior. There's just no end to the list of negatives you bring upon yourself by overdoing ego, by going too much towards that side. And really, every time I've been talking about ego on this podcast, I have been talking about mind over ego, which is, first of all, to see ego at work. And having gained that awareness, you then are able to separate yourself from it and make a choice when it speaks to you. To see it at work, to say, yes, I see you there, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to do this instead because I've thought about it in a mindful way. And it seems to me that that's not the best approach right now, right? This is a moment of mind over ego. And here is a great analogy that really wraps up what I'm talking about here. Think about so many stories in movies and books and fairy tales. There is a trope that we run into several times in these fantasy stories of a great king, a great beloved and wise king who has just a black, snaky, disgusting advisor So think about Jafar in Aladdin, right? Think about Wormtongue in Lord of the Rings. It's everywhere. You see it in so many different forms, in so many different stories. A great king who is supposed to be in charge, corrupted, absolutely wrapped around the little finger of the snaky advisor who has taken control of the kingdom by poisoning the king with frightening advice, with, you know, schemy little paranoid words that slowly but surely have broken the king down into just always listening to the advisor, right? How perfect an analogy is that for ego versus you? This is what's at work in this dynamic between you and your ego. You are locked into your body with this snaky advisor running your kingdom, which is your life. And your kingdom will be beautiful and full of joy and justice if you maintain control on your faculties, on your decisions, and remain a just and wise king. Until you fall for the sneaky, snaky advisor, because of your own fears, or there's a war going on in your life of some sort, or you've been attacked by another person, aka another kingdom, and you've sort of lost ground and you're insecure, and you start listening to the advisor who's trying to help you survive, right? That's how the slippery slope begins of completely surrendering your kingly right to control yourself to this mechanism, this advisor called ego. So please take that analogy and sit with it and work with it and think about it. And when you watch these movies, when you watch these stories and see this dynamic in your mind, try just watching it as a dynamic of a soul versus an ego and see how that matches up. It's really quite amazing. I do believe that artists and storytellers subconsciously say very deep and true things in their art, and things that keep reappearing in art, things that keep reappearing in storytelling, speak a very core truth about life and reality. And that is one of those truths. The constant barrage of the snaky advisor trying to corrupt a great king, to steal his power, to steal his kingdom. This is exactly what's at work with mind over ego. Except, of course, the ego is not actually conscious. It's just a system. It all comes down to you. You're the king. You're the conscious one. And what happens to your kingdom? What happens in your story? Are you a great king, a great person? Or are you a corrupt king, a corrupt, weak person, by falling into the clutches of this insecure advisor on your shoulder? Now, there are many ways to analogize and explain this dynamic between the mind and the ego, but what I want to focus right into is that moment of choice. Every single time a person chooses to exercise mind over ego, in my opinion, that's a small-scale miracle. It is miraculous. Now, let me explain why. One way to define a miracle is when a stable chain reaction that should unstoppably continue until its eventual end is interrupted by some outside force, right? So let's imagine that cancer is run amok inside of a person, and they have their death diagnosis. Within weeks, they'll be dead. They're just falling apart. And then for no reason at all, the cancer goes into remission. It reverses course and it almost self-destructs and disappears. And the person is absolutely clear. Now, this has happened with not only cancer, but other diseases. This has been recorded in medical history. Impossible recoveries that come out of the blue completely in a way we don't understand. There was a chain reaction in process. A cancer was growing out of control and for some reason just stopped and went away. That's not supposed to happen by the rules of reality. A runaway chain reaction plays itself out to its eventual conclusion. So for this person who suddenly, their cancer suddenly went away, even if you try to tell them, you know, there must be some scientific reason that this happened, to that person, that was a miracle. They were dead, and they got saved for no reason at all that no one understands. Now, another example would be if a building is exploding, some horrible accident is happening, the building is exploding, what if that explosion halfway through just stopped in midair and disappeared? Right? That's the same as with the cancer. That's not supposed to happen. A runaway chain reaction in the rules of physics is supposed to play itself through to the ends, and you know, things continue reacting to each other this way. But in that second example, you would have to call that a miracle. It makes no scientific sense. Why would an explosion stop and vanish? And I've shared stories in the past of people in situations where they were about to die. A train is bearing down on them and about to kill them in a moment. They're drowning at the bottom of the ocean and, you know, have seconds left to live. And then some outside force sweeps them out of the way and they survive. So again, an example of a runaway chain reaction of events being interrupted by an outside force. The law of cause and effect stopped by some interrupting will. That's a miracle, right? Now, mind over ego is just that amazing, because ego is a chain reaction. I hurt you, you hurt me, I hurt someone else hurts the next person. It's a domino effect going through society, rippling through the world constantly. I think ego must have started with the first asshole to throw a stone at someone or something, right? And it just kind of spiraled out of control from there, because it's all this keeping track of what you did to me and I'll do it to you. It's this mathematical tally that seems to be trying to resolve itself, to bring itself to zero eventually by rippling through everything. And maybe the mathematical equation will bring itself to zero when we finally all have killed each other and there's no more life on this planet. Maybe then the equation will have naturally exhausted itself back to balance, back to zero. When this chain reaction of negativity comes to you, knocking at your door, begging you to react, and begging you to pay it forward and keep the gunk, the crap going, flowing through the system of society, of us, of our minds, of our interactions, it comes knocking at your door, and you say, "No, enough of this. I will rise above this. It dies here." That's a miracle. That's an explosion gone out of control that you have stopped. That's cancer killing everything that you have stopped just by choosing mindfully. How can you not call that a miracle? And it happens all the time in small and large ways. But if we can become aware of this fact of mind over ego, of this powerful truth about mind over ego, each of us can work harder to enact it in more places, in more situations, more often in life, which will lead to greater healing in this world, right? It can only lead to more peace, to less of that disease rippling through society. Now, of course, this is a sacrifice. I mean, every time you choose mind over ego, you sort of have to swallow your pride. You sort of have to give up on that satisfaction, that dirty satisfaction you feel when you take an action in ego. Because you've got your mind on the long game and realize that everyone will gain more, including you, by stepping over this immediate moment of satisfaction. It's sort of removing you from the game, removing you from the runaway system, and giving you the ability to stop it. That's control over reality, more than ego ever can be. Ego is playing into the runaway chain reaction. Ego gives you a sense that you're taking charge and doing something and affecting the world, but all you're really doing is playing out this rippling effect that's going through people. And it only takes one person to wake up and say, "No, I'm not going to keep playing that stupid game. And it stops at you. And it doesn't go forward, at least for that little piece that came for you. I hope this is making sense. Now look, think about animals, for example. Overwhelmingly, the mind of an animal is trapped in a state of perpetual ego. This is survival mode, right? Me above everybody else, as I described earlier. Screw everybody else. I need to survive. I'm going to take what I want. I'm going to do what I want, and everything better get out of my way. This is survival mode, distilled down to purity. And that's ego. Ego is necessary in that kind of case, so necessary that animals are completely trapped in that state of mind. They don't look at the sky and wonder about the universe. They don't empathize with the thing they killed and ate. They just know, I need to kill that. I need to eat that. That felt good. That tasted good. I'm still alive. Yay for me. That is the state of animal survival. And like a chain reaction, the entire game of wildlife is playing out all over this planet, one piece constantly reacting to all of the rest in mostly reflexory, spur-of-the-moment, action-reaction reflexes. This is a runaway chain reaction of ego. And this is why we tend to assume other living things aren't conscious. But they are conscious. I believe they have just as much consciousness, awareness of existing, of being inside their body. I believe every living thing has that same awareness, but they're just fully surrendered to ego, which makes one appear brainless. Now, in our case, the human mind has peaked above this game for one reason or another. We were given an intellect which has emerged to provide us the option of contemplative choice. The choice not to give in to the immediate, selfish, primal, fearful, amoral impulses of ego and make mindful decisions instead. It's only because of this that we've been able to come together and form societies, evolving schools of knowledge, cultural arts, etc. All of this only came together. All of this giant human world has only come together because we started putting ego aside a long, long time ago. I do believe this is where it all started, and it only was possible because of these moments of mind over ego. Or else we'd all just be killing each other all the time. We never would have come together to form societies if we didn't start with mind over ego. It's only thanks to all of our ancestors who got along, all the way back to cavemen. Now, individually, in your individual life, however small and intangible these moments are, these mind over ego moments that you enact on this world, they're all miraculous. Your mind, in every occurrence of mind over ego, has broken the chain reaction of events in this universe and made a choice that breaks the flow, that changes the flow, that alters things as they were running away out of control. That moment changes the course of events in reality, which, however small, changes the world. That's conscious power over reality. That makes you a little bit like a god. And this is the gift. This is the ability mankind has been granted and has been cultivating or abandoning all throughout history. And whenever we cultivate this ability, society grows. And whenever we collectively lose ourselves to the madness of ego, we collapse. That's just how it goes. So look, let's explore another little example. Imagine a sports game, a typical sports game like a basketball game. What happens at the end of the game? Well, both teams line up and cross each other one at a time and shake hands and say good game, right? That's good sportsmanship. And, you know, we almost don't even pay attention to it because it happens all the time. But in these moments of two teams passing by and shaking each other's hands, do you really not think there are some people in those two groups that just want to punch the other team? Some people get really competitive, especially when it comes down to, you know, championships and whatnot. In this moment of two teams filing through, shaking each other's hands, in any second of that situation, someone could just lose it and punch the other guy right in the face, which might set off a chain reaction that leads to an all-out brawl. I mean, the entire stadium might erupt into a massive brawl because of this first guy that threw a punch. Right? But how often do you see that happen? You don't. Because people make a small choice of mind over ego. It's sportsmanlike to accept defeat, shake hands with the enemy, quote-unquote enemy, which is really just a friend. We're playing a game together. There's no reason to take it this seriously. And then the whole day can go on without any serious problems, and we could meet again later and play the sport again. What if every single time there was a sports event, this is what happened? There was this fight, and everything just erupted into a fight. We'd stop having sports. We'd have to ban sports. The only reason we can have sports is because of sportsmanship, which is mind over ego. Swallow your pride. Swallow your visceral need to have victory or kill the enemy, and just enjoy life and be peaceful. And just like every sports member on that team needed to keep cool to keep that going, all of us in society have a responsibility to keep that higher state of mind, to keep everything going well. Because every one of us that's an asshole, every one of us that just surrenders to self-pleasure and screw everyone else and me first, every single one of us that does that, in every moment we do that, pushes on the system and dares the system to collapse and sets off a chain reaction in people where they'll go forward and pay it forward to someone else if they aren't masters of their ego. So these little moments of mind over ego may be intangible. They may be invisible because they're unspoken. They're unknown. When mind over ego happens, you don't notice a thing. It's very subtle, but it's immeasurably important. None of this would be here without it. So this was a lot of words. This was a lot of analogies just to describe miraculous moments of choice. Choice is a great power of the human mind. Otherwise, we'd just be animals reacting to everything. So be aware of that, fellow human. Respect your ability to choose and exercise it more often, and try to exercise it more wisely to help this world, to make this world a better place. Just like the battle between the mind and ego, mind over ego happens in every moment of everyday life, and it's a game of constant self-awareness, but it becomes second nature over time when you see the positive effects it has in your world, in your personal life, and in everyone else's life around you. It gets easier because you start to see the power in it, and results can be nothing short of amazing. And really, this battle of mind over ego does seem to me to be the first step in honing the will in a way that leads to even greater power. But we'll get to that in the next episode. So for today's episode, that was mind over ego, the smallest miracle of the human mind, the smallest miracle you control. And look forward to another mind over blank episode tomorrow. In the meantime, do check out the podcast over at higherideas.net. Over at the top, you can click on Connect to find all the social media links. Do find me on Facebook. Do add me there. Please do share episodes you appreciate and enjoy to help this podcast grow. And that's it for today. So until next time, fellow human, keep thinking.